California Council of the Blind Conference Convention Report, Fall 2013, Teddy Joy Remhild. Editor's Note: This convention report brings the senior perspective and so much more. Fine writer that she is, Teddy Joy made writing an introduction to her convention report easy. She says, "You may not know this, but I am currently writing my memoir and have been writing for most of my life. Check out both the November and December Braille forums." Page 13. My November article is entitled Traveling Blind, and December's is Creative Aging. It ain't over until it's over. I also have a website with much of my poetry and other writings, which can be accessed at the website disabilityandagingadvocacy.com. The October 17 to 20 Fall Convention of the California Council of the Blind was held at the Marriott Hotel Del Mar in San Diego, California. This convention marked the last year that CCB will be holding two conventions a year. A constitutional amendment was passed establishing this change, and beginning in 2014, CCB will be holding only one convention per year. That convention will take place in Sacramento, April 10 to 13, 2014. The Marriott Del Mar, our host hotel, was well prepared with both helpful staff and available volunteers for council members' needs. Most attendees arrived on Thursday, October 17, via Amtrak or local transportation and shuttles via the San Diego airport. It was a pleasant Amtrak ride down for me from L.A., and a free hotel shuttle was provided for both arrival and departure. Page 14. The CCB Board of Directors met Thursday evening, and although I was unable to attend, I understand that they passed a motion to establish a document of agreement which all current and future board members will be required to sign. This agreement details the amount of time required for each officer and board member to contribute in volunteer hours each week. Most of the board agenda is also discussed in general sessions of the convention, including the results of the Mutt Strutt fundraiser held in September in Sacramento, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. All monies donated and committed are not yet in receipt, therefore final figures are still unavailable. If all such donations committed are collected, it is estimated that this fundraiser will break even this year. This is the third year of conducting this event. It is considered a progressive improvement by Treasurer Peter Pardini. As a 22-year member of the CCB, having served as both a board member and second vice president and founding committee chairperson of the Seniors with Vision Loss Committee, my primary commitment at this convention was serving as delegate for my local Glendale Burbank chapter. In this capacity, I attended all general sessions, Friday evening's general session scheduled board and officer elections. Most slate nominations were passed by acclamation, including Roger Peterson as second vice president. Page 15. The contested elections were secretary, with Judy Wilkinson and Artis Bazin in competition. It was close, but Judy Wilkinson won, and in addition to her other commitments of CLUA president, Blind Californian editor, she will now serve as CCB board secretary. Artis Bazin will continue to serve as a board member. The other contested board position was sought by Charles Nabarit and Vita Zavoli. Vita Zavoli won that election. Friday morning, a program was presented by the Association on Multicultural Concerns, AMC, which was quite informative and stimulating. There were two speakers, followed by a luncheon, with Charles Nabarit as speaker. The morning session presented a program coordinator from Weight Watchers, Inc., who conducted a lively, entertaining, and motivating program on how easy and accessible Weight Watchers is for blind and visually impaired individuals. AMC President Lillian Scaife is a Weight Watchers member. As president and founding member, Lillian has provided, along with her board, many years of diverse and informative program topics. That program was followed by an employment coordinator from Junior Blind of America who talked about a new employment training opportunity as a call center representative. Page 16, Saturday morning, the Seniors with Vision Loss Committee, chaired by newly appointed committee chair Vicki Parker, offered a program focused on both physical and mental fitness entitled Creative Aging, Thinking, Doing, and Revitalizing. It was an impressively attended session, which was conducted by Chair Vicki Parker and Assistant Speaker Teddy Joy Remhild. The program, lasting for 2.5 hours, offered latest research into brain function, nutrition, and physical fitness. Prizes were also given for trivia game winners and puzzle solvers. Vicki Parker, committee chairperson, is a licensed marriage and family therapist employed by Center for the Partially Sighted and also in private practice. In summary, this final fall convention offered something of interest for all members. Technology, internet games, and access workshops, along with an exhibit room and other affiliates meetings such as CLUA, BRLC, RSVA, and GDUC kept us all well informed and quite happily thinking, doing, and revitalizing. See you in April 2014.